to the system, but you obviously got experience with Stanford and everything there. What's the difference in kind of how Utah does things and how Stanford did things?
In terms of what?
Just kind of the defense and just kind of the – are there differences, I guess, in, mm-hmm. in kind of how it's approached?
I guess in scheme-wise, here Coach Scally's a lot more aggressive, which kind of plays to my strengths. Putting pressure on the quarterbacks just gives us as safeties a lot more opportunity to make plays on the ball. And I think coming from Stanford where we obviously had a different scheme, but there's things I crossed over. So I'm able to just kind of link them together and find the easiest things that connect to – give me the fastest way to get on the field instead of having to relearn whole new system, whole new defense, things like that.
Do you feel comfortable in the system yet, or how do you feel like you've made, what kind of progress have you made so far?
You know, throughout spring, I felt like I've made a lot of progress just feeling more comfortable. Before spring started, I felt like I knew everything on paper. I did as much study as I can to install as much of the defense as I could, but it really just came with the reps, really cementing myself on the field, knowing like, hey, this is where I need to be, this is how it feels, kind of thing. And I think with each day, I'm feeling more and more confident, feeling more and more like I can play fast.
Obviously, this is a defense that has sent guys to the league. Was that something that kind of was attractive to you, or what was kind of the main reasons for why you wanted to come here?
That's of course one of the reasons. Knowing how Coach Scally works, as well as Coach Witt and the rest of the staff, they've put a lot of guys in the league. They're known for putting defense guys specifically, especially being developed by a coach like Scally. I knew that this was a place that I needed to come in and develop the rest of my skill, develop more ball playing abilities, make more plays, be surrounded by guys on the defense that know what they're doing and are hungry, the same hungry as me. And I think that was ultimately part of the decision to come.
Everyone talks about how tough this program is. How do you feel like that is implemented and it's kind of drilled in your guys' head?
I mean, it starts from top down. Coach Witt does a good job of setting the culture. And coming in as a new guy 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, you can obviously tell when you walk in the building, like, hey, this is the standard. You either are with us or you're against us. You're with us or you're in the way, kind of thing, like we always say. And it was apparent. I felt it when I walked in the locker room. I felt it with everybody else, the coaching staff. The standard's high. They want everybody to come in and reach that standard, which is what I really appreciate, and I appreciate being surrounded by those kind of people.
Your older brother, Alohi, plays for the Chargers, a lot of football in the family. How do you feel like that's helped you become the football player you are?
You know, it's been awesome having him as an older brother. He's kind of paved the path for me. Not just myself, but also young Hawaii kids that aspire to play on high levels. Him just signing his second contract was something that, man, you don't hear about guys from back home, even undersized guys like us. Me and him are the same size, and we're always overlooked and always undermined. But for him to be able to do that is huge, and it adds a lot more confidence to me and to everyone else that follows him, because, you know, like, hey, this guy comes from the same blood as us. This guy comes from the same island. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, as long as you know ball and you put your head down and work, like, things will work out. And it's been awesome, man. We shoot ideas back and forth, and we're always talking constantly about concepts, about this, about that. And he tells me, like, man, you got to do better at this. And sometimes I want to slap his head, but other times it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, but it's big brother, little brother kind of thing. And I love that guy. He's my best friend.
Where do you feel like you have to take your game going into fall? I mean, where do you kind of focus right now?
You know, for me, coming into my last year, the main thing for me is I want to make more plays. And I want to be in a defense that allows me to play fast without thinking. Coach Scally always talks about we don't want paralysis by analysis. We want guys out there who can just play fast, see it, and go. I think that plays to my strengths. Being instinctive is, I think, one thing that I'm pretty good at. And being surrounded by another 10 guys that have the same mindset as me is ultimately going to help me out, instead of having to worry about, you know, somebody else missing their assignment, things like that. Like, you can always count on, like, hey, the front seven is going to do their job. They're going to count on me. Just go make the play, kind of thing.
So Utah's had a couple of other Stanford transfers in the last few years. Seeing them have success in this program, did that have any way in your decision to come to Utah?
Mm-hmm. Gabe Reed and Levani DeMuni are my guys. I played my first 2-3 years with both of those guys at Stanford, and they're like older brothers to me. And seeing them come through Stanford's program and helping me develop and bringing me up, and then also coming here and seeing the success they've both had was, they were the first people that I've called after entering the portal, and I was trying to figure it out, and they were texting me like, bro, like, you already know the deal, what's going on, the Stanford to Utah pipeline's on, like, we can't stop it this year, we already got two in a row. So I just saw Gabe the other night, he came over the house and we were talking, but yeah, those guys are like family, and we still are friends to this day.
They grew up in the state. Did they talk a lot about Utah when they were at Stanford? Not University of Utah, but the state?
Of course. It was always, back at Stanford, it was always you boys versus everybody. And I got some ties to Utah, too, with family and stuff, so I'd always jump in that group, too, just because, just to hang around with them. But those guys have been big mentors for me, for sure.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.